You're listening to SBS News.
Political theatre is all about putting on a show for the cameras. And that's exactly what Democrats in Washington did when the US Attorney General William Barr failed to show up for a committee hearing. He was set to testify about his handling of Robert Mueller's report on alleged Russian interference in the 2016 election. Instead, Democrats on the US House of Representatives Judiciary pulled out an empty chair and a place card after Mr. Barr clashed with them over the format of the hearing. Democratic Chairman Gerald Nadler spoke to reporters after the no-show.
The failure of Attorney General Barr to come to the hearing today is simply another step in the administration's growing attack on American democracy.
Democrats say Mr. Barr committed a crime by lying to Congress about his interactions with Mr. Mueller after the special counsel ended a 22-month investigation. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says Mr. Barr misled Congress by testifying he was unaware of concerns Mr. Mueller's team had about his characterization of the report.
He lied to Congress. He lied to Congress. If anybody else did that, it would be considered a crime. Nobody is above the law, not the President of the United States and not the Attorney General. Being the Attorney General does not give you a bath to go say whatever you want, and it is the fact because you are the Attorney General.
But the White House says the President is allowed to tell advisers not to testify to congressional panels. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the problem isn't Mr. Barr, it's the committee and its chair.
I think what we're seeing from Chairman Nadler is that he's incapable of holding power. If he and his committee aren't capable of actually asking the Attorney General questions themselves and need to staff that out, it seems like a pretty pathetic moment for the chairman of that committee.
Mr. Nadler has threatened to hold the Attorney General in contempt if he doesn't provide a full, unredacted copy of the Mueller report. That could potentially lead to fines or imprisonment. University of Chicago professor in American politics William Howell says the episode captures some of the public concern about the Trump administration at the moment.
To the extent that one is concerned about the integrity of the Office of Attorney General, and concerned about its independence from the president, both the office and the Justice Department. He has behaved in ways that have corroded public perceptions of that independence. And that's something which is going to require repair in the months and years ahead.
Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.